Welcome to this ComputerWeekly.com podcast on physical and virtual machine backup. I'm Achana Venkataraman, data center editor at ComputerWeekly.com. Today, I'm talking to Anthony Atchett, the storage editor here at Computer Weekly. Hi, Anthony.
Hi, Achana.
The first question I have for you today, Anthony, is why is treating virtual and physical server backup as separate an issue?
It's an issue for a few reasons. Firstly, it's because a mixed estate of physical and virtual servers is now becoming commonplace. Even at leading-edge organizations, the most virtualized ones, they tend to have a decent proportion of physical servers running apps for which they want to be certain about performance. Secondly, physical and virtual machine backup's an issue because backing up in the two types of environment involves, when using best practice, two different ways of doing things. Having said that, organizations haven't always adopted that best practice, and we'll look at the less than optimal ways people go about it in a minute. Finally, there is the question of how do you achieve best practice in physical and virtual machine backup, and for this we'll do a brief overview of products available that handle virtual and physical backup.
Thanks, Anthony. The next question is, what is the difference between virtual and physical server backup?
First of all, let's set out the key differences between physical and virtual machine backup. Traditional physical server backup is something we're all pretty familiar with. It involves agents on servers that track the metadata in files to see whether anything has changed, and if so, copies that change data to the backup target. Of course, there are also full backups in which everything is copied to the backup target. All of this happens outside working hours, hopefully during the backup window, because we want to be certain the file's not in use and that we get integrity of data in the copy. The backup window is also a fact of life because the sheer load placed on the LAN during backup operations makes production operations difficult or impossible. Virtual machine backup is or should be a quite different ballgame. Because many virtual machines sit on one physical server, it's not ideal to put an agent on each. Not least because the uncoordinated copying of data from many virtual servers simultaneously puts a massive load on server I/O. Instead, virtual server backup works at different levels, taking images of entire hosts and their multiple virtual servers, images of single virtual machines, or of files that form part of these. The process is closely tied to the hypervisor operating system, working through APIs to gain image-level copies and necessitating the quiescence or stopping of virtual machine operations to maintain integrity of the backup. So, because we had an existing way of doing things, traditional backup with an agent on each server, and then virtual servers came along, we've ended up with a landscape in which organizations either A, backup virtual machines using traditional backup via agents on each server, or B, organizations have ended up with two backup infrastructures, one for physical and one for virtual. Obviously, neither situation is ideal, but when it comes to products that can pull things together, there has been some progress. Many mainstream backup product vendors have moved to embrace virtual server backup, while some virtual server backup specialists have gone the other way to offer physical server backup functionality.
Thanks, Anthony. And finally, what's the best way to merge virtual and physical machine backup processes?
The simple answer is to buy a product that will do both. In the past, there was a rigid separation between the two fields. Mainstream backup products didn't do virtual machine backup, so a small subset of specialized virtual machine backup vendors arose. That division is now blurred. All the key enterprise and mid-range backup products now support virtual machine backup. VMware integration is via the VMware vStorage APIs for data protection, which came out in 2009 and allowed backup apps to talk directly to and be managed from the hypervisor. Microsoft allows similar backup integration with Hyper-V. Not all backup apps support all hypervisors, however, so if you're running Secret, Red Hat, etc., check to see if they're supported. Such backup software products offer a range of options for virtual machine backup and recovery, from full to various flavors of incremental. For data recovery, options exist that range from file level through virtual machine to hypervisor level, but be certain the vendor you're looking at offers the granularity you need. When it comes to the virtual machine backup specialists, the field's more patchy. Not all of them support physical backup, so again, check this in the early stages of evaluation. PhD Virtual doesn't, and neither does Veeam. Quest, however, which is now owned by Dell, is set to add physical backup support to its vRanger product. So if you want to do virtual machine backup and physical server backup from one screen in the most efficient way, you need to get one of the products in which the two tasks are converged. Or you could move to an entirely CDP-based method of data protection, but that's another story altogether.
Thanks, Anthony. That's the end of the podcast on physical and virtual machine backup. Thank you for listening.